Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace be unto you and peace from him which is and which was and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth. Amen. A congregation, let us sing together a Psalter 400, the stanzas 4, 5, and 7. Heaven and earth the Lord created, a season all that they contain. He delivers from oppression, a righteousness he will maintain, and what follows. Psalter 400, the stanzas 4, 5, and 7. The portion out of God's holy word, which we wish to read together, can be found in Psalm 104, the verses 10 through 35. But first we will read the 12 articles of our Catholic undoubted Christian faith. I believe in God the Father Almighty, a maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only begotten Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, as suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead and buried, he descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost. I believe in Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Psalm 104, beginning with verse 10. He sendeth the springs into the valleys, which run among the hills. They give drink to every beast of the field. The wild asses quench their thirst. By them shall the fowls of the heaven have their habitation, which sing among the branches. He watereth the hills from his chambers. The earth is satisfied with the fruit of thy works. He causes the grass to grow for the cattle, and herb for the service of man, that he may bring forth food out of the earth, and wine that maketh glad the heart of man, and oil to make his face to shine, and bread which strengtheneth man's heart. The trees of the Lord are full of sap, the cedars of Lebanon which he hath planted, where the birds make their nests. As for the stork, the fir trees are her house. The high hills are a refuge for the wild goats, and the rocks for the conies. He appointed the moon for seasons. The sun knoweth his going down. Thou makest darkness, and it is night, wherein all the beasts of the forest do creep forth. The young lions roar after their prey, and seek their meat from God. The sun ariseth, they gather themselves together, and lay them down in their dens. Man goeth forth unto his work, and to his labor, until the evening. O Lord, how manifold are thy works! In wisdom hast thou made them all. The earth is full of thy riches. So is this great and wide sea, wherein are things creeping innumerable, both small and great beasts. There go the ships, there is that Leviathan, whom thou wast made to play therein. These wait all upon thee, that thou mayest give them their meat in due season. That thou givest them, they gather, thou openest thine hand, they are filled with good. Thou hidest thy face, they are troubled. Thou takest away their breath, they die and return to their dust. Thou sendest forth thy spirit, they are created, and thou renewest the face of the earth. The glory of the Lord shall endure forever. The Lord shall rejoice in his works. He looketh on the earth, and it trembleth. He toucheth the hills, and they smoke. I will sing unto the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praise to my God while I have my being. My meditation of him shall be sweet. I will be glad in the Lord. Let the sinners be consumed out of the earth, and let the wicked be no more. Bless thou the Lord, O my soul. Praise ye the Lord. Let us try to ask the Lord for a blessing. Our Lord of the heavens and of the earth, we have heard out of thy holy word that the psalmist was given to meditate and to speak of thy manifold works in the realm of nature. Then he was given to praise the Lord. When thou wast brought us hitherto on this Sabbath day, then thou grantest many reasons to do the same. Where thou wast spared, where thou wast cared, where thou wast provided, whereby renewal on this holy day of rest, the doors of thy house may be opened, and we may have opportunity to enter therein, not only to hear of thy works in nature, but also of thy works of grace. Lord, may it please thee, because in our deep fallen Adam, we have lost thy image, and we have also lost that true thankfulness. There can be gladness, but that true thankfulness, that is a gift, a grace, a blessing, which thy dear Son has merited for his people, and which is granted unto them by the immediate working of thy Holy Spirit. And then it is so necessary, Lord, that we may have eyes to see thy blessings, hearts to be humbled thereunder, and a tongue to praise thee. Lord, then we humbly ask thee by renewal in this evening hour for a rich blessing upon thy holy word. Come down with thy spirit and with thy power, that thy word may go forth with power divine. May it please thee to work that need for that spiritual balm of Gilead, that it may become reality in our life, that we are a poor, a lost, an undone sinner, before it becomes reality at the end, and then it shall be too late. But work, Lord, not only that need. Wilt thou work the further exercises? Wilt thou grant a revelation? Give the application and that rejoicing and praise in thee. Thou wast promised that thy word shall not return void unto thee, O Lord. May it then be a savor of life unto life. May many be wrought upon. Go from bench to bench and from heart to heart to convert the unconverted among young and old. Uncover false foundations, and thou also knowest the need, the desire, the longing of thy Zion. And when it is so still, when it is so lukewarm, wilt thou work in the heart that it may become different by renewal, and for thy people to need thy dear Son in his threefold office, O Lord. In the latter days of the earth, do yet a great work amongst us. Bless the manifold means of grace. Remember the whole consistory, who is sufficient unto these things. May they be carried upon the wings of prayer. May the labors bear rich fruit. Bless the labors on the Sabbath day during the week, the catechism classes, the confession of faith class, the visitations. It all awaits for thy help and for thy blessing. Wilt thou help fathers and mothers with the instruction of their children, as they have promised with the baptism of their children? May it be accompanied by much prayer and by a godly example. Bless the labors in the Christian school. We may acknowledge thee for the safety and for the help which thou wast granted hitherto. Remember the school board in their weighty and responsible task. Grant traveling mercies to and fro. Help the administration. Remember all the instructors. Bless thy holy word. Lord, we commend thy church over the length and the breadth of the earth unto thee. The established churches, remember our theological school. Uphold the persecuted church, those that are called to suffer and sacrifice much for the testimony of the Lord Jesus Christ. Wilt thou take the veil off the Jewish nation? Remember all mission work. Wilt thou further restore order and peace also among our mission team? May their eyes be upon thee. Wilt thou remember Bible translators, impress upon their hearts that they are dealing with the holy word of God, and those that bring thy word to the far corners of the earth. Lord, remember the whole congregation, and then we remember the couple who have been united in holy matrimony in a faraway country to begin life's journey together as husband and wife. It is the first Lord's Day in their married life, and may it please thee to bless thy holy word. And wilt thou grant traveling mercies when the family shall return? Wilt thou grant unto all of our young people partners with whom they can go through this life around the old truth and the old ways? Wilt thou bless husbands and wives? May in this dark and evil time, may love abound more and more. When it is different, when the love is waxing cold, wilt thou grant a bowing at thy throne of grace, a repentance of bowing under the authority of thy holy word. O Lord, remember those, O Lord, that marriage bond has been broken by the cold hand of death. O wilt thou continue to remember and uphold them in their lonely station. Remember all mourning ones. Remember all our elderly ones, those that are cared for in the care home, with those that care for them, and those that are bound to their home, and those that may still come up to thy courts. They have come to the evening of their life above all things. Oh, do save their never-dying souls, and that they may be cleansed by that spiritual balm in Gilead. Oh, we remember all the afflicted ones under the physician's care, the sick relatives. May it please thee to surround them with thy care and with thy compassion, and then in the way of afflictions, there can be difficulties of the body, can be difficulties of the mind. Grant a place at thy footstool, where they may come with their blessings, their needs, their desires, and above all with their sins. Remember all the crosses, remember all the burdens, the secret crosses, of whom very few or only thou knowest of. Remember the scars we commend unto thee, prodigal sons and prodigal daughters. Lord, we commend unto thee the great need of our country. Remember all those whom thou hast given in thy providence a place of authority. Lord, they also need to be converted, as we and our children. They also have a soul that needs to be saved. Then concerning our country, then there are many fears. The prophet of old has declared, "Oh, that my head were waters." Lord, then we have many reasons to weep. It is written in thy holy word that the time has come and that the judgments must begin at the house of God. Oh, do grant unto thy church that they may be given to repent of evil and worldly ways, whereby thy spirit is grieved, whereby thy spirit shall depart. May we be given to mightily cry unto thee, that thou leave and forsaketh not, but that thou may work from generation to generation, that thy kingdom may come, and that thy name may be glorified. Lord, we now humbly beg of thee for thy help. Ah, may we be given in this hour to believe what we speak, and then we may speak what we believe. We hope to hear of the providence of God. Lord, it is such a mystery, it is such a deep subject, that our little minds cannot fathom it. Blessed that people who by true saving faith may embrace it, may bow under it, and may be given to adore it, may be given to praise thee. Lord, remember those that could not come up to thy house in this evening hour. The lawful reasons are known unto thee. Grant a blessing when they may listen along. But do remember each and every one that has come up. May many have come up with a prayer unto thee, the living God, that they truly may receive a blessing that may have value for the time, a blessing that is value for that never-ending eternity. May it please thee to bind the devil. May thy word have free course. Lord, give a heart to acknowledge thee for the many precious and the many good things which thou was given amongst us and our children. It is so necessary, so profitable, that in the midst of all the trials in this Meshach here below, that we may be given to pause, to consider thy goodness, but also to consider what we deserve. And, Lord, then each and every one has to say that thou giveth much more than we deserve. Dwell then richly amongst us. Open thy word. Forgive us of all of our sins. In Jesus' name, amen. Psalter 285, the four stanzas. My soul bless the Lord. The Lord is most great. With glory arrayed, majestic in state. The light is his garment, the skies are his shade, and over the waters his courts he has laid. And what follows? Psalter 285, the four stanzas. in this evening hour with the help of the Lord. And then we wish to ask your attention for our Heidelberg Catechism, Lord's Day number 10. And then in this evening we hope to consider question and answer number 27. What dost thou mean by the providence of God? Answer, the almighty and everywhere present power of God, whereby, as it were by his hand, he upholds and governs heaven, earth, and all creatures, so that herbs and grass, rain and drought, fruitful and barren years, meat and drink, health and sickness, riches and poverty, yea, and all things come, not by chance, but by his fatherly hand. Question and answer number 27 speaks of the wonderful hand of God's providence. With four thoughts in the first place, an almighty hand. In the second place, an upholding hand. In the third place, a governing hand. And in the fourth place, a fatherly hand. The wonderful hand of God's providence, an almighty hand, an upholding hand, a governing hand, and a fatherly hand. Beloved congregation, in Lord's Day number 9, and then we have heard that the Lord has created the heavens and the earth and everything that there is upon the earth by his almighty power. And then the instructors already in that Lord's Day, because creation and providence, that can never be separated. And to that end, already in Lord's Day number 9, then we have heard of the providence of God, who out of nothing made heaven and earth and all that is in them, who likewise upholds and governs the same by his eternal counsel and providence. And thus the providence of the Lord, and that is the upholding and the governing of everything which he has created. And that providence is all according to his sovereign and to his eternal and his wise decree. The word providence we do not find in the 12 articles. We find it once in the scriptures in Acts 24 verse 2. But there it refers not to the Lord. We find that word in the oration of Tertullus, which he has given before the governor Felix, where he was given to declare that that governor has provided for the inhabitants. And nevertheless, boys and girls, then in that word providence, then we find a smaller word, and that word is to provide. We read in Genesis 8, verse 22, when Abraham and Isaac were on the way up Mount Moriah or at the foot, and that Isaac has said, behold, the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for the burnt offering? And then in Abram, by faith, was given to declare that God will provide himself, not himself provide, but provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering. It would be a lamb for the Lord, a beautiful emblem of the Lord Jesus Christ, who was the Lamb of God that was slain before the foundation of the world, as I read in Revelation 13, and who was given himself to be that sacrifice for sin. There are many upon the world that deny the doctrine of providence, of course an atheist, who has a desire that there is no God, and denies that the Lord has created the heavens and earth in 6 days. They do not believe in the providence of God. Then, of course, the evolutionists that try to tell us in their foolishness that everything has come by itself, they deny the providence of God. There are also those that are called deists, which tell us that the Lord has created the world as a clock that is wound up, and that everything runs by itself, or that the Lord, as it were, has sent the world as a ship on the journey, but then the ship must take care of themselves. In our day, there are many that are called pantheists. They make no separation between the Creator and the creation. They try to tell us that everything is God. Also confessed by the New Age movement, and therefore they are given to adore nature, and they shall tell us that on their Sabbath day, that they may go into a forest and adore a tree. But in the Scripture, it is clearly declared. Then we have spoken of different ones that deny the providence of God. But now in this evening, then the point of question is, what dost thou mean by the providence of God? Thus that word thou, that applies to our children, to our young people, to our older ones. And then when it is asked what thou meanest by the providence of God, not only an understanding in our mind, but how does it affect our life? Does it now make a great difference in our life, whether the Lord, by his almighty power, that he upholds and governs this earth concerning all things? In the past week, have there been souls that have been exercised with the providence of God? We have read together out of Psalm 104, and then the psalmist was given to mention different matters of creation, and how the Lord upholds the same. And then he was given to sing the praises of the Lord. In the Scriptures, then the providence of the Lord, although we have said that particular name pertaining to the Lord is not mentioned in the Scriptures, then in the Scriptures it is surely declared and described. In Hebrews 1 verse 13, there we read that he upholds all things by the word of his power. In 1 Peter 1 verse 7, then we read, casting all thy, in 1 Peter 5 verse 7, then we read that the apostle has admonished the church, casting all thy care upon him, for he careth for thee. In Psalm 99 verse 1, there the psalmist has declared that the Lord reigneth. In Acts 4 verse 28, there is spoken of the hand of God's providence. In John 5 verse 17, there is spoken of the working of God, where Christ has declared, my Father worketh hitherto, and I work. Words spoken after Christ is healed on the Sabbath day, then Christ was declaring that also on the Sabbath day, that the Lord continues to uphold and govern what he has created. Concerning the work of God's providence, although especially ascribed to the Father, also the work of creation, then it is clear that it is also the work of the Son, as we have mentioned in John 5 verse 17, my Father worketh hitherto, and I work. And in Psalm 104 verse 30, we have read it together. Thou sendest forth thy Spirit, they are created, and thou renewest the face of the earth. Thus, although especially in the economy of the divine Trinity, especially ascribed unto the Father, it is the work also of the work of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Then the providence of God, it is clearly declared in the Scriptures. When we think of this world, then even our boys and girls can understand. When a house is built, a hospital, then that building has to be kept up. Otherwise it would fall in disarray, and not to receive a wrong impression that it is not so with the providence of the Lord, that he only comes on the scene when it falls in disarray. And no, then in this Lord's day, then the instructors, according to the word of God, and then they have spoken especially of the hand of God, that is mentioned different times in this Lord's day. Thus then we may speak of an upholding hand. We may speak of a hand to carry. We may speak of a hand to guide. We may speak of the merciful hand of the Lord's providence. We have heard of creation, that the instructors, it is declared in the 12 articles, that the Father is almighty. It was an almighty work to create the heavens and the earth out of nothing. It is also an almighty work for the Lord to uphold the heavens and the earth, all creatures upon the earth. Oh, the doctrine of God's providence, that is such a mysterious And that is such a great thing, and that the Lord beholds all the children of men, and that the Lord sees each and every one of us. A Hagar in Genesis 16 verse 8 is confessed, O Lord, thou seest me. But that the Lord does not only see us, but that he directs all things. Children, when we may see the snowfall, then each snowflake, that is the Lord's making. But then the Lord also directs where every snowflake shall fall. Thus the Almighty and everywhere present power of God, all for the true child of God. What a comfort, but also for the unconverted, that the Lord is able to help in the most impossible, the most difficult circumstances. When we consider the providence of God, it is a blessing when we may have that close life, and that in our personal life, in family life, and in church life, that there may be those times, O fathers and mothers, I hope there may be spoken of those matters around the family table, that there may be times in your life that you may be given to tell one another, this is nothing but the Almighty and everywhere present hand of God, that he has helped hitherto, maybe made a way where there is no way, made it possible where it is impossible, but that in itself always is a blessing. And may it please the Lord, because he oftentimes also instructs and use those providential ways for the conversion of sinners. But to be exercised with the providence of the Lord by itself, that does not mean that we are saved. We need to be enlightened by the Holy Spirit. We need to become a poor sinner. Oh, it is true, when the Lord begins that good work, and especially in the beginning time, then many times the Lord grants special tokens of his Lord's, of his providence. And then that people may be so glad that the Lord still knows of them, but by itself it is too short for that never-ending eternity. The Almighty, that is for the gladness of Zion, the everywhere present power of God, young and old, are we now glad that the Lord is everywhere present, and that the Lord sees everything. I hope that we do not come in places where the Lord's favor is not to be found, in places of vanity and in places of wickedness, because then we shall not be so glad, at least if our conscience still speaks, that the Lord is everywhere present. The Almighty and everywhere present power of God, whereby, as it were, by his hand, he upholds heaven and earth. Concerning the providence of God, because in this Lord's day, then twice we read that word all creatures, all things are in his hand. Thus that means that the providence of God, that not only concerns the great things, the greater things, but even the smallest things in our life, And to that end, in Matthew 10, verse 30, I read that even the hairs of our head, that they are not numbered. Reverend Hellenbrook, in his question book, then he asked whether it is not a certain disgrace for the Lord. Then he asked whether the providence of the Lord also concerns the smallest matters. And then he says no. And then he mentions three reasons. In the first place, that it was no disgrace for the Lord to create them. In the second place, that when the Lord reigns over the smallest matters in our life, then he does not have to neglect greater matters in our life, especially when we are very busy. Then sometime we have to neglect smaller matters that we may pay more attention to the greater matters. But so it is not with the Lord. And then in the third place, that many times by the smallest matters, that he affects greater matters. We have the examples in the Bible. Oh, then the Lord in his providence, then that nurse of Pharaoh has went to the waters, and then she has found Moses. When we think of that little maid, when she was given to speak so good of the Almighty God of Israel and of his prophet, it was for the healing of Naaman. Esther, a book many times called the book of God's providence, and then the wonderful work of the Lord. Oh, for an Esther, when she is asked that she may dine with Haman and with a king, and that, as it were, that it seemed that her tongue was tied, that at that first meal, that she had no liberty to speak. How discouraged that she must have returned to her home. How she must have wept and questioned why she had no liberty to speak. But then when she came by renewal, and then when she has heard of the wonderful works of the Lord, oh, that king, he could not sleep that night. We would say not such a great matter, but it was for the saving of the children of Israel. When we consider the providence of the Lord, when we consider his wonderful works in nature, but especially concerning this church, oh, there is a special providence concerning his Zion, how that throughout the ages the Lord has upheld, the Lord has governed, the Lord has preserved, and that the Lord is still gathering his church. Is it not a special providence that we and our dear children may still be under the truth of God's word, while on this evening hour there are so many, the greater multitude of the masses of men, that they are not in the house of God, but that they are spending the Lord's day elsewhere or in another way. The psalmist has said in Psalm 111, verse 2, the works of the Lord are sought out of all them that have pleasure therein. Our second thought, an upholding hand. A Reverend Hellenbrook, in his question book, maybe you can answer that question. And then he speaks of three acts concerning the providence of God, fathers and mothers, young people. Can you now mention those three acts? And then in the first place, than Reverend Helen Brook has spoken of preservation, that by his almighty hand, that he upholds all things. In the second place, then he has spoken of cooperation or concurrence, that for each action he gives strength to fulfill the same. And then in the third place, government, that he directs all things to a certain end by his almighty power. Then in answer 27, then we read two of those points, because the instructors have said he upholds and governs heaven, earth, and all creatures. Further, in this Lord's Day, then in answer 28, then we read of that cooperation, and when we read that term, we must not make a misinterpretation. We could give the example of a cart that is pulled by two horses. No, that term means that the Lord, by his almighty power, that he gives unto his creature strength. But then in answer 28, we read of that other part, since all creatures are so in his hand, that without his will, they cannot so much as move. The psalmist in Psalm 36, verse 6, has said, O Lord, thou preservest man and beast. And now concerning that preservation, then the general way is that the Lord uses means of food and drink, medicine. It all awaits for the blessing of the Lord. Then sometime the Lord also does it in the way of miracles. We speak of the laws of nature that is necessary that everything may function upon this earth. But sometime it pleases the Lord to provide in a special way, as he has done with Elijah, by the ravens and by the widow. Then at times he also does it in an immediate way. Then we think of Moses and Elijah, that they were 40 days without food and drink. And now concerning that preservation, then if it is well, then we ought to be dependent upon the Lord. And in paradise, we wanted to be kings, and we want to be independent. And alas, alas, concerning the God of providence, or as a different congregation, concerning the God of providence, how often it is that we trust in our wisdom and our strength and in our labors, and to reform to say it, that pride in our heart, and where that true humility and that true thanksgiving is so missed. And then when we come into trouble, when the Lord sendeth great afflictions, yeah, then we need the Lord to help. The preservation that the Lord upholds everything. Then there are two dangers, that we despise the providence of God, and that we trust in our own efforts. On the other hand, when we use not the means, then we tempt the Lord. And many times when we think of the means, then we think of our labors in daily life. But then we must also consider the means of grace which the Lord granteth unto us and our children. And do we still make the same connection in daily life? Then we make a great connection between our diligence of using the means and the blessing upon those means. But do we still see it the same way concerning the means of grace? That the Lord has not only appointed the end, but that he has also appointed the means necessary, and that it is accompanied by fervent prayer. Then our instructors, they have spoken of very simple things, daily things concerning us and our children. And then when we think that the instructors, when they speak of the natural things, then surely much more so, that the Lord in his providence, that he cares for his church, for the ingathering, for the upholding, and the perseverance of the same. Then the instructors, they have spoken, we could make a comparison, the Lord Jesus Christ, in the fourth petition in the prayer he has taught his church, then he has given first the petition concerning our daily bread before the pardoning of our sins, that it may be for the encouragement that when the Lord answers us concerning our daily need, that it may be encouragement for our great spiritual needs. Then the instructors, they have spoken of herbs and grass. Think of Ahab and Obadiah, when in that 3.5 years drought, they have searched for grass. I have read of a man that has suffered for the testimony of Christ, and that he was inside in a prison cell for 5 months, and then he was allowed to come outside. And then on that concrete pavement, there was a crack, and he was given to see one blade of grass, and that he was given to praise the Lord for that wonderful living blade of grass, and that he was given to see the hand of the Lord therein. Rain and drought, think of Egypt, fruitful years, how much there can be to destroy our crops, not such an easy year for our farmers. Oh, how dependent we are upon the Lord. May we be given to live it in more. Riches and poverty, think of the parable of the rich man and Lazarus. Death and sickness in the Old Testament, lepers in the time of the Lord Jesus Christ, there were many that were sick. And oh, when we are healthy, may we not take it all for granted. May we be given to see the hand of the Lord therein, and be given to consider to what end we use our strength and health. Is it all for self? Is it all for our family, or is it also for the kingdom of God and for the poor? Then further, concerning that cooperation, that the Lord grants strength to his creatures, does not take our responsibility away. When we think of the fatalists that become passive, they consider only that the Lord has appointed the means, but the Lord has appointed the end, but the Lord has also appointed the means. Then concerning that second point, it is a deep thing that our little minds cannot fathom. And then the question is, Reverend Hellenbrook, has also asked that question, is the Lord now the author of sin? And then he has said he permits it, he limits and directs it to a certain end, because it is clear that a God who was so holy in his essence, that he can never be the author of sin. In the second place, where the Lord has given laws against sin, then he can never work sin. And in the third place, where he has given his dear Son, that the church may be saved from their sins, then it is clear that the Lord can never be the author of sin. Our third point, a governing hand, but let us first sing. Psalter 395, the four stanzas. The Lord our God is good to all. From him all blessings flows. On all his works his tender love and mercy he bestows. And what follows? 395, the four stanzas. the wonderful hand of God's providence, an almighty hand, an upholding hand, and now thirdly, a governing hand. The instructors have said he upholds and governs heaven and earth and all creatures. I read in Isaiah 46 verse 10, declaring the end from the beginning and from ancient time the things that are not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand, and I will do all my good pleasure. And now concerning that governing hand, the Lord's providence, that can be so mysterious. We have a clear example of the clear government of the Lord concerning the life of Joseph. That young man, he has received two dreams. What a blessing it is, young people, if the Lord may speak to us, if we may be a possessor of the tender fear of the Lord, as it was with Joseph. And then how mysterious the way for Joseph was, when so different than he had thought, so different than he had expected. Maybe a few souls that say, that is now my life. And it even goes deeper in the life of the church when they had a special promise that Joseph had received with those true dreams. And then, boys and girls, what has now happened in the life of Joseph? Then the brothers, because of envy, they have cast him into a pit. He was sold, was carried to Egypt, received a place in the house of Potiphar, and because of that special and God-fearing confession in Genesis 39, verse 9, how can I do this great wickedness and sin against God? He was cast into prison, and then the butler even forgot him. The mysterious providence of the Lord. But Joseph, the Lord governs all things. He has an almighty hand. He is everywhere present. That Joseph has experienced in Egypt, because we read a few times that the Lord showed mercy. And now what do we read in Genesis 50, verse 20? After that father Jacob has died, and that those brothers have come a-trembling to Joseph, and then he has said in the 20th verse of Genesis 15, ye thought evil against me, but God meant it for good, that much people may be kept alive. Does not take away the responsibility of those brothers, because the brothers, they did not know the secret degree of God. We could mention the crucifixion of the Lord Jesus Christ. It was all in the providence of God. Nevertheless, Judas, Pontius Pilate, the Jewish people, they have remained responsible for their deeds. Then the instructors concerning all those matters that we have mentioned, yea, and all things come not by chance, but by his fatherly hand. It is true in the Bible, different times of Ruth, it was her hap to come on the field of Boaz. Of the parable of the Good Samaritan, Luke 10, that by chance a priest has come that way. Then in the first place, a human way of speaking from man's side, not from God's side. And concerning that word in the New Testament, it even has a different meaning than as we understand it It means a working together of events. And thus when the instructor says not by chance, then it condemns gambling, lotteries, forbids games of chance. Oh, may the Lord grant more dependent life upon the Lord. Our forethought, a fatherly hand. And let that be for examination. Of course, He is the Father of creation. But when we compare that fatherly hand to what the instructors have already related in Lord's Day number 9, that the eternal Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, thus that speaks of the true child of God. Has that ever become our question, congregation? Because we are all governed by the providence of the Lord. And then undoubtedly in each of our lives, then there have been special matters, maybe in an impossible and wonderful way, that the Lord has cared, that the Lord has provided in a special way. But then should it not be our question concerning our relationship with the Lord? We are all His creatures, and the Lord upholds His creatures. He watches over them. He also upholds the birds, the animals, the fishes. We have heard thereof out of Psalm 104. But now what we receive, is it now only in the providence of the Lord, or may it also be in His favor? Because it can be, think of Numbers 11, the children of Israel, they have asked for quails, they have asked for meat, but the Lord has sent a plague upon them. In 1 Samuel 8, Israel has asked for a king, but it was not in the Lord's favor. Has that now become our exercise? Also concerning the providence of the Lord, whether we are one of His, whether by grace we have been wrought upon by the Holy Spirit, and then for that church of God, then it goes not only concerning the providence to be helped, to be delivered, but in the life of the true child of God, then it goes about that Almighty, that everywhere present, and that gracious God, then they need Him. Ah, the longing to experience that blessed communion. And then what does the church need? They need the balm of Gilead. Because concerning the providence of God, when the Lord grants it, then in the next question, then we hope to hear of that advantage. And the Apostle Paul has written to the Corinthians that every imagination and every high thought, that it comes in captivity to the obedience of the Lord Jesus Christ, young and old. Do we now know the God of that providence? And not only in the way of His providence, because that we all experience, but that we have learned who the Lord is, that He is also holy, that He is clothed with honor and with majesty, that He is of pure eyes, than to behold evil, that we cannot exist before that holy God, that we have become beggars. Ah, then it shall also be experienced, because the Lord in His providence, then in many ways, then He shall show unto His children that He careth for them. Ah, blessed that people that may have that tender, that may have that dependent life, that there may be those times, because congregation, the ravens of the time of Elijah Ah, the Lord shall still stand those ravens when there is a true need at His time in His way. Oh, to be given to adore the God of providence and to receive the pardon, because the church of God learns that their sins against the providence of God, we hope to hear broader explained in the next question. They are manifold. Blessed that people that may be given to experience, although many times through mysterious ways, because Christ has said to His disciples, what I do now, thou knowest not, but thou shalt know hereafter. The prophet Isaiah has declared that the Lord's thoughts are not our thoughts, His ways higher than our ways. And nevertheless, the psalmist and the church may be given to declare, O Lord, Thou preservest man and beast. How excellent is Thy loving kindness. Therefore the children of men put their trust under the shadow of Thy wings. Amen. Let us close. Lord, may we be given by Thy grace to put our trust in Thee, as the psalmist has declared, that Thy goodness, Thy loving kindness is so excellent. We may acknowledge Thee that Thou wast given another Sabbath day. Lord, it is another Sabbath day less for each and every one of us. It is another day closer to that never-ending eternity. We humbly ask Thee, wilt Thou care for us and our children in the week which we have commenced in the way of Thy divine providence? Oh, may there be times also in this week that we may be given to notice Thy hand, Thy arm, Thy finger. Be our help ever near, but above all, Lord, convert us as Thou hast converted all Thy people. Wilt Thou keep from harm and danger? Well, in the day of tomorrow, may it please Thee to grant strength and courage for the duties when they shall call by renewal. Wilt Thou help and remember the mothers in the home, the daytime, the night watches. Remember the fathers at work. Remember on the way wherever we are called to be. Remember the children in school. Remember our youth that are attending higher institutions of learning. Well, to be a fiery wall round about them. Lord, well, to keep us under Thy kind care and Thy protection. Bring us now safely to our homes. Dismiss us in Thy favor. Give meditations upon what we have heard. Oh, above all, may we need and may we experience that precious balm of Gilead. Apply to our souls, and then it is well for time and for eternity. Forgive us of all of our sins. In Jesus' name, amen. Our closing Psalter, Psalter 304, the stanzas 1, 2, and 3. Oh, give the Lord wholehearted praise, to Him thanksgiving I will bring. With all His people I will raise my voice and of His glory sing. And what follows, Psalter 304, the first three stanzas. receive the blessing of the Lord and depart in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.